This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
$456 million. The largest prize won in Illinois during the reported period was a $23 million lotto jackpot won on a single ticket bought from the family-owned BP gas station in Chicago last September. Two bills that would limit the marketing and sale of e-cigarettes and other vaping devices are awaiting action in the state Senate. One bill would prohibit the advertising, marketing, and promoting of vaping devices that could be mistaken as innocuous objects like school supplies. Another bill would ban the sale of e-cigarettes through the internet to individuals under 21. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime. We're located at nowdecatur.com.
Can he stop the fighting in Gaza?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Israel now, meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, pushing a ceasefire aimed at releasing more hostages Hamas keeps holding and trying to get Netanyahu to back off a new planned offensive. Blinken said while in Egypt,
there are more than a million people in Rafah, many of whom were displaced from other parts of Gaza. A major ground operation there would mean more civilian deaths. It would worsen the humanitarian crisis.
The power is out in much of Ukraine after Russia attacked electrical facilities, killing at least three people. As new U.S. military aid remains stalled in Congress, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says,
House Republicans need to stop bending the knee to the pro-Putin faction that is growing an ascendant in their party.
Some Republicans say we've given Ukraine enough and want a better accounting of where the funding has been spent. Congress is on deadline to pass a $1.2 trillion spending bill by tonight to avert a partial government shutdown. Former President Trump has a Monday deadline to come up with a close to $500 million bond to appeal the civil fraud ruling in New York.
He's been turned away by 30 insurance companies. He is asking the appeals court to stay the penalty until his appeals are exhausted, and he accuses New York Attorney General Letitia James of prosecuting him for political reasons. He says on Truth Social, numerous businesses have ended plans to relocate into New York because of the fabricated witch hunt against me.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, the attorney general, is preparing to seize Trump property. A prisoner who escaped in Idaho is back in custody. Skylar Meade was captured in Twin Falls along with a man whom police say helped him break free in a shooting at a Boise hospital the day before.
We are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
Idaho State Police Lieutenant Colonel Sheldon Kelly. America's listening to Fox News.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, okay, who's there to help them or their families left behind? Who's helping our homeless vets and our nation to never forget 9/11? Well, that's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And right now they can only continue this great work with your generosity. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. It's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
A chaotic border scene in El Paso, Texas. Hundreds of migrants broke through razor wire crossing illegally. Texas Department of Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares tells Fox.
Several soldiers were assaulted. We did make several arrests for that, and there is more arrests and more charges to come.
Another concern at the border, drug smuggling. As we learn, the U.S. set another overdose record.
Nearly 108,000 Americans died from drug overdoses in 2022, continuing a nearly two-decade-long trend that has seen overdose deaths rise nearly every year. Men accounted for 70% of the overdose deaths in 2022, while the number of women ODing dropped for the first time in 5 years. The Centers for Disease Control says the numbers, driven in part by the use of opioid painkillers, represent the worst overdose epidemic in American history. Preliminary numbers for 2023 suggest the trend is continuing. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise even more on top of all the record highs set yesterday as futures move higher. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 and the Dow all hit all-time highs. Some brackets already busted in the men's college basketball tournament.
Reeves puts up a three. No good! And Oakland with a March memory of a lifetime!
On CBS, biggest upset so far in the NCAA tournament, South Region 14th seed Oakland defeated 3-seed Kentucky 80-76. The NC State Wolfpack, seeded 11th in the South, beat 6-seed Texas Tech 80-67. In the East region, number 6-seed BYU lost to 11-seed Duquesne 71-67. Number 11 beat number 6 in the Midwest region bracket as well. Oregon over South Carolina 87-73.
That's Fox's Jared Max. There will be 16 more men's tournament games today. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
The Brass Horn invites you to come to the Peter Millar Spring Event this Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday, 9:30 till 3. All of the new Peter Millar merchandise will be shown and the sales rep will be taking orders. Join them for food and beverages while they have the basketball games on their TV. Whether you need office or weekend wear, Peter Millar's style and quality can kick up anyone's wardrobe. So accept their invitation to the Peter Millar Event, the Brass Horn, 108 East Prairie Avenue in downtown Decatur or at brasshorn.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Sunny with a high of 65. Tonight, a chance of rain, possibly mixing with snow overnight. Mostly cloudy and a low around 31. For Saturday, partly sunny, high near 46. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 32 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06. Happy Friday.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Yeah, March Madness in full effect. We got a lot to go from yesterday. Get a preview of the weekend. DPS Spotlight, Brink Otter, Angela, EDC next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on an action-packed Friday, ready to go, heading into the big weekend. And it is a big weekend, that much for sure. And a lot to get to here today. We'll check in with Mark Topper around 7:30 this morning, get his thoughts on the Illini win in the tournament yesterday. Two halves, two different games, right? First half, nail-biter, going to the half tied, come out. Second half, sort of the same thing. And then they just slowly start to run away with it.
And if I said to you, literally, that Damask would be on a list of only 10 players in the history of the NCAA tournament to do something alongside Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade, Draymond Green, crazy.
Yeah. And it's even one less than that. It's nine players, not, 10
he'd
times.
Be the 10th player, yeah. To wow. the list.
But crazy.
It's nuts, right?
Yeah.
I've not followed, you know, all season long as intensely as other Illini fans, but in the few games that I've watched here or there, I've been impressed by this kid. He just seems to do what yep. needs to be done, right? Which, like, he's not out there for the numbers.
One of my favorite, NBA fantasy basketball players that I would draft in the middle of the draft was Andre Miller. He's on that list. And he was the type of guy that would get, you know, 13 points or whatever, but he was in on every rebound. He was yeah. in on every assist. He was just everywhere he needed to be. And you look and you go, man, that guy on the court chips in everywhere. And that's what he's like.
Right. And it was almost an afterthought. You know, I know they kept him in and he hit the 3-pointer yeah. to get into double digits and scoring. And I just look, I'm not a huge basketball fan. I mean, it's not my number one thing, but you got to love a team player like that. And his family, or at least it appeared to be his family, were thrilled. But man, you just look at that list. I mean, literally, Draymond Green did it twice for Michigan State, and everybody else on that list, Ja Morant. I mean, it's nuts. And that's the last time it happened, by the way, was 2019.
Yeah. NCAA didn't track assists prior to 1984. So there were eight instances prior to that, but only like three names. It was, I believe Artis Gilmore did it once, Magic Johnson twice, Oscar Robertson did it four times, and another dude I had never heard of yeah. did it twice.
And in blocks, by the way, it would be where Shaquille O'Neal would be.
Yeah, that's just that's crazy.
He had 11 no. in 1992.
I remember that game.
In the first round against BYU. So there you have it. Good for him. Good for the Illini. It was fun to watch them open up and take control of that game. And now they've got the team that upset the team coming up next. You just hope that lucky streak has run out.
Yeah, that's. I was looking at the way that the first game ended, or as it trended to end, and I said, this is what they needed, a clear
yes.
victory. Now they roll in. They should be heavily favorite, hoping the magic dies out. They get another one of those, and then here's what Mr. Underwood will say. Now it starts.
Yep.
And now they're going to grind and chip away, and yep. they've got the experience to chip away. So I think this was a great setup for them, and I'm sure Mark will probably
we'll get his thoughts at 7:30 this morning. It was a lot of fun. The crazy story to me coming out of this is the Long Beach State story. You know, they fired their coach like 5 days before the tournament, and now the athletic director, a guy by the name of Bobby Smitherin, he informed Coach Dan Monson that who started the program in 2007, that he was fired but could play out the conference tournament out of courtesy, you know. and so they won the conference tournament. They get into the big dance. And now the athletic director is taking credit for this because he said, you know, he fired him for the exact reason to motivate the players, and it's working.
And what a genius.
And the coach said he felt like he was in a Seinfeld episode.
That's hilarious. That's some self-aware commentary. I love that.
My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, they would play inspired, and that's what they did. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked, which is just hysterical. You fire the coach who started the program. I mean, there's some history here. It's not some guy who's been there for a couple of years. And they win the tournament, they get into the big dance, and now the AD is going to take credit for it. The guy just said, look, I don't have to answer to anything I don't want to because I'm working for free today. Did you see the Seinfeld episode when George was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job, still going to work every day? That's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life.
I know exactly the episode.
Yeah, it was the whole Yankees.
And yeah, just sitting at that desk doing all day, nothing.
Oh, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, a lot to get to here today. Our DPS 61 Spotlight, Nate Talent will be in, principal of Montessori Academy for Peace. We'll check in with our Brinkotter Home Mike, beautiful home today. And we've got a gift card to the gin mill to give away. Angela will be with us from the YMCA. Nicole Bateman from the EDC. I got their newsletter day before yesterday, I think. And it was just unbelievable, the list of stuff. Recent stuff and more coming. Got some information yesterday about some stuff coming up. I can't talk about right now, but it will be soon, and it's gonna be very, 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 very exciting. So good to know, and good to have all the good news. Now I gotta tell you, as we get ready for race weekend, which is in Australia, I have all the races to record automatically. And this time of year, though, you can't count on anything.
I can count on my F1 app.
Okay. I'm talking about in sports. This tournament, the two tournaments, run over into everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so last night, Lindsay's had food poisoning for like 48 hours. And so I'm like, just, what do I watch? And so I thought I could watch it real time from Australia, because it was supposed to start recording at like 8:24 PM, real time here to Australia. And, like practice sessions are okay, but I like the commentary, and you get a chance to see the cars for the first time in a couple of weeks. And Jack Doohan, who I like, the reserve driver for, Williams, was, in the booth with them, and they were having a fun time, but I couldn't find it because the channel it was recording on, I click on it and it's a women's basketball game still going on. And then I'm checking to see like, okay, well, this is the channel. Right. I mean, it clearly says right now recording. Go back. It's still the basketball game. Go back. It's still the basketball game. Search everywhere else. Still the basketball game. I watched the Illini game in my Max app.
Oh, nice.
But I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, the tournaments. I mean, everywhere.
Right.
And then eventually it just kicked into the F1 thing. No introduction, just right in the middle of a sentence. Just ESPN, and to the extent that Comcast has all, they've got to do better.
What would you have them do in that scenario?
Well, first of all, you cut my stuff off all the time if it's not done on time.
Yeah.
If you're going to contract out and be the F1 provider, with Sky Sports, however that deal works, and ESPN is going to be the delivery mechanism, if you cut it off, why are you letting other things run into it?
Well, that seems extremely obvious. It's the hierarchy of the deals.
This was way down real low women's tournament
but
game.
But it might be packaged as part of something bigger with NCAA. And it may have already been grandfathered in or ahead in priority.
Okay, then don't you have the ability to update a menu or to update? You started recording what you were promising to give me, but you weren't recording what you promised to give me. You were recording another program.
Well, the slot for where
you... But they can't keep that updated real time?
No.
Why?
I don't know why, but I know they can't. I know they can't. This isn't a new problem, but you would think at some point that...
It seems like an old problem that we're still having with new technology that we shouldn't be having. Or that there's something on a crawl or something, we'll join in progress. There's some sort of information coming to the consumer that, okay, what we told you was here at this time isn't here at this time, but as soon as this game is over, we will join it in progress.
They didn't do that.
There's no information provided. None. If you look at my recording through the box, it says it's recording. Sure. Literally, I pull up the recording and it says F1 P1 Australia, yep. But it's women's college basketball.
Yep.
Nothing against women's college basketball. It could have been anything. It just, that's happened to be what it was.
Yeah. I mean, what you're finding out and what everybody has known is that the old way of doing it's antiquated. It's expensive. The value's down.
Yeah, but I knew that already. It's not that I'm just finding it out. It's just I'm amazed that here we are in 2024 and there's still no way to sort of do this a different way.
Well, they have done it a different way. You could have watched it probably on ESPN Plus.
No. No. I checked every ESPN channel. They did not move the programming. They just interrupted the programming and then just jumped into it midstream without any notification, without any notice at all. So, I mean, I did. Look, trust me, I'm savvy enough. This isn't a me technical problem. This is a them technical problem. And the game that they were playing, at 8:30 on a Thursday night in the women's NCAA tournament was a game of no consequence.
Right, but you're also talking about practice for people driving around on a race. I mean,
you signed the contract. I didn't. You told me I get this.
They signed two contracts.
Well, I signed one with Comcast, and they told me I get this.
Right. I mean, you're right. You're right.
You know, they overbooked the Civic Center this weekend. Wasn't anybody's fault to pay to get in.
Right.
So I get that this is going to be everywhere. I don't know how many ways you can watch the tournament. I mean, it's got to – look, I think I was watching the Illini game through the Max app through True.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it was televised – on True, and True is a brand in the Warner family.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, I got it without going through cable in the app, you know, on my iPad. And it was great, and, you know, no lagging or anything weird at all, like, through the app. And so I was looking, and it can be kind of confusing when you're trying to find whatever college game is on, because there are literally how many channels involved in this?
Yeah, there's four main ones.
And I don't get, like, what doesn't make any sense to me about the ESPN part of this, and I don't know who is the person to even blame, if blame's the right word, is that, like, I looked at what was going on their other channels, and it was nothing important. I mean, it was like, it wasn't, like, assigned to some big contract or whatever. So,
and that probably also tells you that the numbers aren't there to warrant getting the
A-list product. Then why have it on? I mean, why have the contract? Why not? I mean, what I'm thinking to myself is, why is F1 doing this? You know, if they want to build this audience in America, why are they on a network that jerks them around every opportunity they get because they're not as important as whatever else?
It's the beginning stages, you know, and then they will probably my guess is somebody like Netflix will say, well, let us just take it off their hands.
I'm surprised they haven't, you know.
It's not, it just got big. This, and you know how slow these organizations are. We'll see if it's got value.
Well, it'll F1 get on didn't just get big on Netflix. I mean, it's
here.
Been,
I'm talking about
no,
here.
No, I'm talking about Netflix has had six seasons of big with F1.
Right, but why invest $1 billion to a market that doesn't yet exist? Now they
well, but they're a global company. I mean, you know,
people, and the global contracts are already in place and not going anywhere.
All right, I don't feel like $360 a month, you know, which is what I pay for cable. That if you're at least let me know it's not on.
They did. You turned there and it wasn't on.
Come on.
I'm not signing
you want
with
your
them.
Amazon package in 9 hours. I pay $365 and I can't get what they've promised me and they don't even tell me why. And that just seems like
it's not good.
Yeah. It's a broken promise of what they've said they will deliver to you.
Agree. 100% agree. And there's no way in that one slot that they're going to be able to fulfill both of their obligations the way that they said they would.
Okay.
Even a pivot is moving somebody somewhere where they said they weren't going to be. Even a pivot is something other than what was promised.
I think even an explanation of it's not there.
But you wouldn't have, I mean, the end result is you still would have, I mean, the explanation is that game's not over.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to be like, oh, well, they told me, so I feel good about it. No, they didn't deliver what they said they would, and they charged you the same.
That's the only point I'm making. Yeah. It is, you know, as people cut the cord and all of this stuff, I mean, I got a million ways I can watch this basketball.
Exactly right. This is the exact argument that I've made that you just made fun of me about, where you could pivot exactly to somewhere else and cut them out. Because they're not doing what they said they would.
What part of the argument?
Expecting my Amazon package in 9 hours.
my point is.
And you were delayed like 11 minutes, but my 9 hours.
Well, you didn't pay anything for the shipping for that 9 hours.
I paid $200 plus annually for that right.
For an entire year. I paid $360 a month. I got you beat on the annual.
Well, fine, but you were delayed like 11 minutes for like, I mean, regardless, we're in the same camp. There's no reason to split and face off on this.
I'm not facing off.
If they're not going to pay, if we're not going to get what we paid for, it's time to look other places.
I get that you get games that go into overtime. I want to know the consistency of it. Because if a race takes too long, they shut me out and point me to their for pay app, and I don't get a chance to get the whole thing.
Right.
But the women's college basketball game, I get the whole thing.
Right. But even in that scenario, for you to get shut out and go to their pay app, you've now used two of their products and paid them double and had to be inconvenienced in the process. Yeah. What I'm getting at is I can choose to stop getting stuff from Amazon.
Yeah, of course you can.
You can choose to turn off your cable and get the F1 app and get every practice session and everything. We are to that point where as consumers, we could say, all right, you don't do what you say you will. My money's not going to you anymore.
It's interesting because I read an article yesterday in line with this that Peacock kept 71% of the new subscribers, when all the flap was about the NFL playoff game. Was it the Chiefs and the Dolphins that was going to be on the Peacock app? That they now say, and I don't know how any of this is, I don't know how the metrics are shared or how trustworthy it is. I mean, we used to have in radio and TV, like independent ratings, and, you know, it wasn't done by the body itself. With digital, you get a little of that. But they say they retained 71% of the new subscribers for that weekend.
I believe it.
Okay, I don't disbelieve it. I'm just saying that that's a way bigger amount than I think most people would assume just checking in however they were to get that one particular game.
What I think happened is a multitude of things. One, the obvious, I'm never going to use the app again until football season. I'll keep paying the bill. I forgot I had it. So there's some of that.
Yep.
I think some people will get in there and go, wow, like,
more than I thought.
Yeah. Or, you know, I spent like $3 a month or $5 and there's a bunch of shows here, or the Olympics is about to, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Also, Peacock announcing, much like the Red Zone, they're going to have the Gold Zone channel during the Olympics where they are going to go to where medals are about to be awarded using the Red Zone hosts.
Right.
And they're going to do that all throughout the entire time.
That's fun.
I love that.
Everybody's advertising everything to you, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yet NBC will own the Olympics here in America. So their product will be superior, I'm assuming. But you know, every email I get is, no matter who it's from, the Olympics are coming. It's like, okay. All right. Just don't make it harder for me to watch.
It's all in Peacock. 392 medals will be awarded on Peacock, all of them. There's not a stronger statement to be made.
I guess. I wonder if, like, how many of those I care about. I mean, it is great coverage.
That they're all there. That's the point.
So there will be zero Olympic under any of that umbrella. There won't be anything else. It'll all be through Peacock.
No, I'm saying you can find it on NBC and they'll curate it and time shift it and do all of that stuff. But Peacock minimally will have it all.
Do you want? Are you a real time guy? No matter what the time zone.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Just depends on what I'm doing. It's my convenience, not like I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night for javelin finals or something. But if I'm up and that's what's going on, yeah, I'll watch it right
there. It's crazy. People, you know, forget that the 1980 hockey game was tape delayed.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't real time.
That is kind of a wrinkle in the miracle.
Well, but that's the way the Olympics were for the vast majority of my lifetime. And still to this day, a lot of it is. You know, the prime time stuff you're watching happened hours and hours and hours ago.
Yeah. I would say with the NFL playoffs, with the Olympics, with what will be the biggest WrestleMania of all time, it's going to be humongous. I think that they are surging. I think that there's a real opportunity for Peacock to become a player.
Okay. But if they keep treating it, though, this is the thing that was irritating to me last night. Now, you're right. It's F1 practice. It's not a big deal. I'm not missing anything. But when the race happens, you know, like in the middle of the night, like Saturday, right? And I'm recording it. More often than not, if there are a couple of crashes, I won't see the ending because they will cut it off to go to something else.
I hate it.
So there's just no consistency. I mean, what is your rule, right? Are you going to let things go into overtime? Okay, I can understand that. The basketball game goes late. I get to my thing late. The F1 race goes late. Then whatever stupid lacrosse thing or whatever you're airing next goes, you know, late. There's just no consistency to it.
The consistency is the fact that we don't have the chart of level of importance. And importance meaning whether it's contract, dollar amount, precedence, whatever. We don't know what the hierarchy is.
So, I just read, because Pat McAfee was, you know, making fun of F1 recently. He couldn't say Verstappen for some reason. I mean, he said like the same thing over and over and over, but it wasn't Verstappen. But they were saying it had in the article what ESPN had invested in F1, and it was a gigantic number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Caitlin Clark has changed the landscape enough that the women's basketball tournament, you know, like a way down low seed game is that high, but I doubt it. I mean, the number, I can't recall the exact number off the top of my head, but it was a pretty large number that ESPN was paying for the rights. And they don't even have to do any of the production. You know, Sky does all of it. All right, we got to take a break for news. Back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Transportation has released the first official notice of funding opportunity for round one of the Illinois National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. The program will provide up to $50 million for the construction of 46 charging stations across the state. Officials say the program aims to accelerate the adoption of EVs by providing access to charging on Illinois interstates and is part of a series of initiatives to achieve the state's goal of becoming a leader in manufacturing and deploying EVs. The Newhoff Media Kids Fest, presented by State Farm Insurance agents Melanie and Al Schelling, is tomorrow. It'll be from 9 to 2 at the Decatur Civic Center. Families can enjoy bounce houses, an obstacle course, clowns, a magic show, pizza making, and a whole lot more. There will also be a ladies' shopping corner for moms. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for kids under 12. More at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The United Nations meets this morning to discuss and then vote on a Security Council resolution calling for an Israel-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza.
The newly revised and tougher U.S. resolution declares an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war is imperative to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to more than 2 million hungry Palestinians.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The deadline is midnight to avoid a partial government shutdown. There's an agreement to vote on in the House and then the Senate. Delaware Senate Democrat Chris Kroon's on Fox.
Folks I've talked to here, both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, are cautiously optimistic that Speaker Johnson will take up this bill and pass it Friday morning.
It's a six-bill, $1.2 trillion package funding the Departments of Homeland Security, Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and State. It's about three-quarters of federal government spending. America's listening to Fox News.
We all want our young athletes to have a competitive advantage. If you think buying the newest, most expensive baseball bat or glove is going to give your kid the competitive edge, it's not. At Decatur Orthopedic Center, we know what matters is being an athlete, being faster, being stronger, and more explosive. If you are looking for the edge that's going to give your athlete their peak performance, look at the athletic performance program at Decatur Orthopedic Center. Visit DecaturOrthopedicCenter.com or call 217-864-2665 for more information.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit AffordableDentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Buying your first house? We've got a loan for you. Kitchen renovations? We've got a loan for you. How about that boat just in time for warm weather? We've got a loan for you, too. Staley Credit Union has you covered with the loans that fit your lifestyle. Because we're more than your lender. We're your partner. Let's talk possibilities. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
Did you say snow tonight?
Yeah, today it's going to be sunny and a high of 66, but then a chance of rain later, possibly mixing with snow after midnight, mostly cloudy and a low around 31. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 46, and Sunday, mostly cloudy and windy, high near 54. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 32 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, so the women's tournament, well, it was actually a deal that involves a lot of other college events, but it's about $920 million over 8 years with ESPN. So that's like $115 million a year. F1 is $90 million a year. So they lose the battle, but not by a ton. I mean, I think people would think it's way more obscure than that.
Yeah.
But $90 million. Still an awful lot of money.
Yep.
And it is weird that you get practice. We don't pay for, like, basketball practice.
Right.
But it's part of what's baked into the thing. And it's also not an end-of-the-world story. I didn't mean it to sound like. It just, it was annoying because I was like, oh, I get to watch this.
It is annoying.
And I didn't. And that's okay. I just have to make the decision of, you know, because it's not just as simple as saying I'll cancel the 360 and buy the 70, because that's just one sport.
That's right. It's one part of it. I have and come play Major League Baseball playoff time, and this will change because the show's moving off of Fox, but WWE SmackDown on Friday nights, they flex it to Fox Sports 1
right
during the playoffs. So I have my recording to get all my series, and then I sit down Saturday morning, I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to be seen. They don't move it over. They don't record it over here and drop it into my slot. And so I miss.
Yeah.
And then I got to go to Hulu.
I guess that's what I'm saying is the technology is there for the cost point. I mean, that there ought to be, if you've got to move things, you got to move things.
Right.
I get that. But there ought to be a way when we live our entire world in real time, right? Mm-hmm. That it, as much as the service is, there ought to be more flexibility with it. That's all I'm saying. If you have to move it over somewhere else or start it late, okay, world's not perfect. These are first world problems we're talking about. But we also have the technology to not have this be a problem.
Yeah, the problem is that they have these slots that exist, and the reality of it is there's no reason to have the slots, as you can only really watch one, or if they let you hybrid 4 or 8 or whatever. But really, it's like, I should just be able to pick the program I want, and you put it in this rectangle for me.
Right.
I don't know why I need to know what.
So yeah. What I did is I went to Amazon and watched Roadhouse.
There you go. You did watch it. Nice.
I haven't finished it. It's fun.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal looks awesome, doesn't he?
He's got a weird voice. This is just an aside. It's a fun movie, and it sort of has a nod and a wink to the old movie in a lot of ways. They set it in the Keys and, you know, Florida rather than some Missouri, you know, small town. But they have fun with sort of the stereotypes and the people, and it's an entertaining movie.
Nice.
His voice just kind of... There's just something about his voice.
It's high registered to a degree.
Maybe. I don't. And this is
nasally.
It's not even an insult. It just takes me a while because he's like tough guy.
He's pretty cut up too.
No doubt. And if that was the only job you had for 6 months to get ready to do that, you could probably do the same thing. But yeah, so it's fun. I didn't realize, it's funny because I guess I escaped most of the publicity about it coming to Amazon, like being there already.
Yeah, when I went to, I sent you a link from IMDb yesterday on one of, probably that Nothing But Trouble movie, and they had taken over.
They had an ad on
the whole, you know, and that's an Amazon property, IMDb, and so the whole thing was skinned.
Yeah. You're interested in movies, give you some more to look at.
Yep.
But I think the director was upset. I mean, he had been promised that this would go to theaters, and then it didn't, and they put it straight to Amazon. And but then he showed up for the premiere anyway. I mean, I think it was kind of uncomfortable. To me, you got to get over this whole prestige of theater or not. I mean, I am not going to the movies to see this.
Some would, though.
But some would also watch it on Amazon.
But
I will definitely watch it on Amazon, but would not probably go to the theater to see it.
Right. But you're going to watch it on Amazon, and someone that there's earning missings, you know, a potential earning revenue. There is also the outside shot of awards. There is the marketing. There's the whole experience. And also just, hey, it'd be great to be able to go see my movie in a theater. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to still do it or to be mad that it didn't happen, especially if it was planned to have happened.
Yeah. From the consumer point of view, though, if it's available to me and I choose to watch it, they had one ad, with a new ad thing with Amazon, which was brought to you by a new movie that was coming out, I'm assuming, you know, through the same kind of thing. And so you sit through the one ad and then you get the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of your $200 or whatever, you know, you pay a year. Fair enough for me. A lot of people in it I didn't know were going to be in it.
Post Malone.
He's got some Bob Mann boobs. He's too happy to be shirtless in this movie.
Yeah. Gyllenhaal said he's a phenomenal actor.
I think he's a talented guy. I'm just suggesting that tank top something next time. J.D. Pardo, who was the lead in The Mayans, which was a series I enjoyed a lot. There is a guy by the name of Arturo Castro, who was the most hated guy in all of Narcos, who played David Rodriguez, the son of one of the cartel bosses that you just rooted for to die every week. He's very funny. Like a completely opposite of like the Narcos vibe you got. And then Conor McGregor, of course, making his film debut. It's a fun movie. I mean, that's all I have.
That's what the first one was. Yeah.
Now, the first one ended up being kind of a cult classic, right? Or what's the phrase about the things you're not supposed to like, but you do like?
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. Everything Patrick Swayze was in, you know, in a certain window of time falls into that guilty pleasure category.
Except Ghost.
Not Ghost, but I'm talking about the action movies. With Keanu Reeves,
Point Break.
And they remade Point Break. Not a great movie.
No.
This is more in the spirit of if you like, now you don't get Sam Elliott, that's hard to replace. But if you like that, then you'll like this. It's fun.
Arturo Castro, I just pulled him up to look at his face, and they brought up an Instagram post from Happy Roadhouse Movie Release Day to all those who observe.
Right. He was such a hateful character in Narcos, Mexico. And there was one of the most intense episodes, you know, about the guy who was informing that was the secure. Oh, my God. And you just rooted for that kid to bite the dust.
Yeah.
Like King Joffrey. I mean, it was like that kind of thing.
Oh, exactly right.
But he's funny. He's got his character is part of the bad guys is like a funny dude.
No, that's good. I like when that happens.
All right. So Florida Keys, not Missouri. They're right there on the beach. Jake gets to stay on Dalton gets to sit, you know, live on a boat.
That's awesome.
But there's some great nods to the original, and it's fun. All right. So when we get back on the other side of the break, I must have had six people send me, including you, I think somewhere along the way mentioned the Botas stuff going on in and around the Australian race.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
His little blue onesie or whatever.
The Speedo with his face on it and the mullet.
Oh, he's so wild.
The question was asked yesterday, like literally, is it possible that they have already won the Australian race? I mean, he breaks the internet every time they do this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hysterically funny. And no matter what you're expecting or high expectations, it always seems to meet it.
That's right. He never
finished. And I don't remember feeling this way watching the first three or four seasons of Drive to Survive about Valtteri Bottas. I mean, I liked him.
Yeah.
But there was nothing coming through him sitting in front of a camera or even when they would go to his house in the sauna with his manager, you know, like that
the extra levels of it. Yeah.
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 But it's brilliant. And evidently his girlfriend, is Australian.
That's right.
So they kind of, maybe it's her that's brought out all, I mean, because she seems to be kind of the creative, like they do this stuff together. Mm-hmm. And that maybe she's brought out a creative flair in him. It's hysterically funny. Yeah. All right, we'll take the break. Back with more coming up. Our DPS 61 Spotlight. We'll take a little trip to Montessori Academy for Peace. Principal will be in studios. Don't go anywhere.
This week on Tuesdays with Tom. Join Tom Brinkotter as he sits down with Nicole Bateman from the EDC. Tune in to hear all about the EDC's crucial role within our community and its support for our local business owners. This episode is not one to be missed. So make sure you're listening in this Tuesday and every Tuesday for Tuesdays with Tom, where real estate meets community. Available on NowDecatur.com and on all your favorite major podcast platforms. The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Fairchild from Hickory Point Bank. Whether you're looking for a loan to expand your business or a service-minded place to do your everyday banking, experience counts. And here at Hickory Point Bank, we have years and years of it. But experience doesn't just mean longevity. It means knowing when to rely on the tried and true and when to offer a more innovative solution. It means using everything we've learned to meet the banking needs of people just like you. Hickory Point Bank, member FDIC.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat, hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts TRIM to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text TRIM to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text TRIM to 200-300 now. Text TRIM to 200-300.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
So if you're following, and if you're not, you should, Valtteri Bottas on Instagram, literally, meat pie warmer, check. Budgie smuggler clothesline, check. Kookaburra horn, check. And one of the most hysterical videos you'll ever see, with him doing just the straight face thing, with the bleached blonde mullet. And the imagery is just fantastic. The delivery is fantastic. If he ever quits racing, he has a job as a comedian. Or at least the ability to be, I'm not even a comedian, but just straight face funny, which is the hardest thing in the world to do.
I think putting him on some level of like a travel show.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Just sending him to do stuff.
He's managed to be, the flying Finn and become the most popular thing in Australia at a race where there are two Australian drivers.
And he's like in one of the worst cars.
Did you see his helmet?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
So evidently his significant other they worked together to put this stuff together, including the calendar and you know, all the stuff that was, you know, money was raised for a good cause. And it's hysterical, the play on his last name, everything. It's just great fun. And I don't see this kind of creativity. I mean, I guess there are people who are very good in social media that are professional athletes, right? I mean, there's a number of them. I think that Shaq's great, you know, in what he does. This is like next level stuff, though.
Yeah, he does everything there. Everything and anything. You tune in, you're going to get some of his typical, here's me, my race car, race weekend, blah, blah, blah. But he is into all sorts of stuff anywhere in the world at any time doing who knows what. And usually pretty funny. That's usually what the aim is.
But I just remember sort of being introduced to him as just sort of the guy stuck behind Lewis Hamilton, you know, and not always happy about it.
Yeah.
Or chill dude, you know, in the sauna with the tattooed guy, you know, who's his manager or whatever.
Yep.
I didn't see any of this coming.
No.
Over the last year or so. That's been very, it's, if you don't even care about F1, it's just funny. That helmet just, it was fantastic. And it's so specific to where they are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no one else in the world will even understand most of it.
He takes inside jokes that are inside to him and his crew, him and the area he's in, him and whatever.
Right.
And he just pushes it just the same. He sells all of it equal. Every joke has an opportunity to land with him.
It's hysterically funny. Good stuff. So I don't know. This thing's going to be on like crazy in the middle of the night. You know, Australia is about as far away as you can get from here.
Yep.
And are you looking forward to the weekend? Any insider thoughts?
I'm feeling good for Ferrari. I'm excited.
Really?
I'm feeling good about it. But
what does feeling good mean, though? I mean, if you were to define that.
I've seen enough out of their car to think that any weekend they could crack the code. They're right there.
Okay.
Instead of
right there meaning podium or right there meaning winning?
Both. I think the wins are capable, but it all comes down to somebody, Charles probably getting on the pole and probably keeping out ahead, because the second you let that number one car Verstappen, McAfee said.
No, I thought it was even, there was an extra letter in there.
Yeah. I mean, he
was consistent
out,
with it, but it was wrong every time. Yeah, I've seen Charles on the pole before, right?
Certainly, just has to hold it down.
But that's the hardest thing.
It is the hardest thing.
And second place is certainly, in my view, potentially there for Carlos Sainz too. I mean, you know, they definitely seem to be the car that has the podium speed.
That's right.
But the idea that, you know, he's still ending up 12 seconds ahead of second place doesn't bode well for being able to keep that lead. I just don't think he may be the RoboCop. I mean, just the smartest dude out there.
He is. But also, I mean, when you're in clean air and everybody else is.
Oh, it's a way different thing. But once he gets that lead, he keeps that lead.
Yeah, he'd have to mistake.
The crazy thing is, I mean, he has leads that pit stops don't even factor in the lead.
Right, and his mechanics keep him on the road, and his car doesn't break down, and he's
the perfect. I mean, it's all that.
Uh-huh.
That's the tough thing about second, third place. I think dealing with that is that there's no weakness. I mean, every single box is checked. And, I mean, it's easy to say it's boring, or as Pat McAfee, you know, who's clearly never watched a race, you know, but. He's still not, if you look at Red Bull's dominance the last 3 years, it's nowhere near what McLaren's dominance was 10, 15 years ago, then Mercedes. I mean, all of it, there's always been sort of a guy, you know, winning three or four of these things in a row. Vettel before, you know, Lewis. I don't know that it's boring. I find as much fun just watching all the other stuff that happens. They don't really show Max very much. I mean, you're not like, it's not a race coverage of just going, this guy's in the lead for the entire time.
I understand his perspective. I don't agree with it. I enjoy watching the fight for the other spots, but
all of them,
you know, but a casual fan looking and going, oh, what do I need to tune in for? It's Max and some other dudes.
Yeah. But I mean, when you think about great dynasties, right? Are they good for sport? Or are they bad for sport? The New York Yankees didn't hurt baseball. You know, the New England Patriots didn't hurt football. I think franchises in great franchises, they bring, you know, I think they bring more eyes than they turn away.
I would agree, but this is a relatively new or developing market that that is used to seeing the phrase any given Sunday or any night.
I know, but we're also a dumb market. We don't do any research. We don't do any history. Right. We don't do anything about
and they're not
what
gonna
the
magically
sport's
do that.
Really about. I know, but that's why I think fans in our country are annoying sometimes. When you go like overseas and the love and history of soccer and the mm-hmm. understanding of all the game and the place it is in the world, it is so like here everybody and there's a tons of opinions over there. I just feel like we don't want to know anything like from past 2 weeks ago.
I disagree. I mean, we're celebrating records. We talked about Shaq, Artis Gilmore, John Morant this morning. We do want to know what we don't want to be.
Put myself in that category. Well, but do you feel like you're being put
to
sleep?
No, I'm saying we don't want to watch 90 minutes of nil-nil of guys running around not doing anything. We don't want to watch a race that's predetermined. We want to feel
predetermined.
Look, the polar opposite is why we're tuning in to watch Duquesne play. Because we think that there's a shot.
Yeah. As a fan, I'd rather know the Illini I could march all the way to the title game. That would be way more fun for me than wondering if they can get by Duquesne.
As an individual fan of a favorite team, not of the sport, where if you were to just print and ink what was going to happen.
I think Americans are lazy in
this
regard.
Sometimes lazy at trying new stuff.
Yeah.
But their old stuff, they're not lazy. They will put hours and hours of research and develop full opinions on a batting stance.
I'm not talking about yes, there's a percentage of people that are that. I'm talking about the casual fan. If you're introducing the casual fan, which most people are about something new, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't grow up a Red Bull fan they grew up a Cardinals fan. They grew up a Cubs fan, Bears fan, whatever it might be, Chicago Bulls. You know, we got a lot of that because of Michael Jordan and proximity in our lifetime. I'm talking about when you get introduced to new stuff and people didn't, I look at the Messi thing and that phenomenon, right? Mm-hmm. You look at Caitlin Clark and that phenomenon. Mm-hmm. That stuff doesn't happen all the time here about something new. We're not real curious. We like what we like in our lane, and that's kind of the way we want it.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have any strong opinion.
Well,
on that.
Why has women's college basketball, we've had a ton of great players, right? I mean, great players. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, it took this player to get it to a next level attention thing, right? And that's nothing against her. I'm just saying, what magic happened there to ignite curiosity about eyeballs on women's basketball?
Skill and
but there's been
commiserate packaging.
There's been equal skill.
She's unmatched
in the records. But there's been
that's all that matters.
Okay,
there are better basketball players. There have been Cheryl Miller. I mean, we could go through a list of great women basketball players, but right now the best I bet you if you ask this right now, who's the best women's basketball player in the world? I would bet dollars to donuts that the majority of the people would answer Caitlin Clark.
I don't disagree with that, but why?
Because we have made it so collectively.
Who's we?
The media, the NBA players, the basketball community, the globe. This woman is captivating. She's a phenomenal athlete. She's checking off records. We have things to watch. Got to tune in Tuesday. She's going to take down another beast. And now we're going to watch her hopefully go all the way through the tournament.
I think, yes, the composure and the ability to break records and not disappoint for sure has helped deliver it. Mm-hmm. But the women's NCAA tournament at ESPN goes back to 1987.
Sure.
I mean, their marketing deal.
I know several women players from watching UConn or Tennessee with Pat Summerall and all the different women that came through and that went on to be on Team USA or in the WNBA. It's just all the things lined up at the same time. And now we're into it. And it took David Beckham to get us to go, ooh, we're kind of interested in soccer. And it took Messi to go, holy cow, we're really
David Beckham
this.
Coming here or David Beckham creating what he did in Miami?
Actually, both, but him coming here was the first one of like.
But I remember, I mean, that time was real time for me, meaning like as an adult mm-hmm. and a viewer, and it didn't really, it didn't drive ratings on that league.
Not to acceptable levels, but it did drive ratings relative to where they were.
It was an interesting story, but it wasn't Messi. I mean, it wasn't even remotely close.
And then Messi came and the globe exploded.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Clark is that. But the problem is watching Max do 54 laps by himself is not the same as but that.
No one's tuning in to watch Massey lose. No one's tuning in to watch Caitlin Clark lose. That's what no one's rooting for. That.
No, but they want to see the greatness happen. Just driving in a circle doesn't look impressive.
Well, they don't show him, so it doesn't matter.
Even furthers my point.
No, but then, okay, then why broadcast it if there's no interest in other than anything there is? It's a fascinating, it's a fantastic broadcast.
I love it.
Okay. So, seem like a hater on it this morning. No. Dude, just because your guy can't win. No,
I love the sport. I watch so much of it. I consume so much of it. I'm saying the average person, they go, let me check out this Verstappen guy. I'm going to sit down and watch this race in the middle of the night, and they don't even get to see him until the end when his silly song
plays. That's why Drive to Survive is popular here, because we're lazy about that stuff. We want it fed to us. We don't want to do any work.
We want to watch him compete.
Okay. He is competing. His greatness is every bit as great as
you and I both
everything
know that.
Else that's going on. Just, sports fans in America.
Nobody wants Michael Jordan going down the empty lane. They want him dunking on people.
All right. Well, he should just back off a little and make it more interesting for the guy in Indiana.
Yes.
We'll take wrong. Let's dumb it down. We'll be back after news. We got our GPS 61 spotlight coming up. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.